Welcome aboard, Paulding County, to another edition of My Sports right here from the My 1027 WMYW Studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me talking Paulding County Athletics. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. We have a ton to get to. I'm so excited to talk about it all and break it all down. And today we're going to start on the volleyball floor. Tournament time, it's in full swing. We'll talk about the Paulding County teams. We'll dive into some of the matches and, of course, tell you who is moving on. Number two, we have so much football that we have to talk about. GMC race heating up, to say the least. Some key matchups happening last night in Paulding County and in the Green Meadows Conference. We'll talk about all of those, which brings me to my guest today. He is one of my colleagues and one of my friends. Now, I'm reaching outside the county just a little bit for this. I don't usually do that, but I promise you it is very well warranted because he knows his high school football and he knows his high school football in Northwest Ohio. He runs his own business called Fourth and Goal Athletics and does some scouting for Prep Red Zone. So I'm so excited to have Mike Robinson on the show joining me this week. We talk about high school football so much off the air. I'm so excited to have him on the air with me. And again, he knows his stuff. And guys, every single time I come back from Paulding County, whether it's Antwerp, Wayne Trace, or Paulding, I come back and I tell him about a guy that he needs to write an article about and that he needs to watch, because I tell him there's so much talent in some of these smaller schools in Paulding County, and he really has his eyes on a few guys. So I'm excited to have him join the show coming up in a little bit to break down some high school football. After football, we need to talk a little bit about cross country. Cross country season just wrapping up, the GMC meet that actually happened last weekend. We'll talk about some of their races and some of the finishes that we saw from Paulding County runners. And of course, we'll wrap it all up and call it another edition of My Sports with our MySports.live slate of games. Not too many left that you can catch. But of course, if you missed any, they're all archived on demand for viewing access. It's time for a break here on My Sports. We're talking volleyball when we come back. Tournament time in full swing for some Paulding County teams. That and so much more, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. This is My Sports, and it continues next on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues, as I promised. We're kicking off this episode with some tournament volleyball action. We'll start earlier in the week. It was Lincoln View and Wayne Trace, 25-19, 25-14, 26-24. Lincoln View in a hard-fought effort over the Wayne Trace Raiders, of course. That does end Wayne Trace's season with a record of 11-12. But ladies, congrats on a great year. Pleasure to cover you. For those moving on and graduating, best of luck in your future. For those coming back, can't wait for next season. We talked about the Wayne Trace Raiders. Let's talk about the Antwerp Archers and the Paulding Panthers, both in action on Thursday. That was the 17th. Let's first start. It was Fairview over Fostoria in straight sets, 25-10, 25-12, 25-6. It was Hilltop then over Antwerp in straight sets, 25-16, 25-16, 25-13. Edgerton over Fayette, also in straight sets, 25-13, 25-9, 25-12. Ayersville over North Central, also in straight sets, 25-11, 25-16, and 25-17. For the Paulding Panthers, they took down Lima Bath in four sets, 25-16, 21-25, 26-24, 25-12. Paulding 3, Lima Bath 1. So what does it look like from here? Well, let's take a look. Paulding will take on Ottawa Glandorf at Miller City at 7:30 p.m., that match being played at Miller City next Tuesday, again, the 22nd. So it's the 4-seed Paulding and the 2-seed Ottawa Glandorf, again, being played at 7:30 p.m. at Miller City next Tuesday. And whoever wins that will take on Fairview or Bluffton, the 3 seed and the 1 seed, 2 seed and the 4 seed, and that other match being played at 6 p.m. So OG or Paulding will be able to see who they get in the next round. And of course, that next round will happen the 24th, next Thursday at 6 p.m. So that's a look at the tournament action. The Paulding Panthers looking to make a run. Again, a big match against Ottawa Glendorf coming up next Tuesday. Get out and support those Panthers. So let's pivot. Still talking volleyball, but we need to talk about the Green Meadows Conference Player of the Year and the All-Conference selections for the 2024 season. First of all, congratulations to the Player of the Year, Paige Gamby from Tenora High School. She's a junior, and accompanying her on first team is fellow Ram Tatum Krebs, also a junior, Aubrey Hammer from Fairview, Lexi Moore from Wayne Trace, Olivia Farnham from Edgerton, and Patience McDaniel, the junior from Fairview. So that's a look at your Green Meadows Conference first team. Second team, Corin Cape, the junior from Edgerton, Kaylee Dunham, the sophomore from Paulding, Zoe Rosti, the senior from Tenora, McKenna Baird, the sophomore from Hicksville, Caroline Roars, senior from Antwerp, and Grace Florey, the junior from Ayersville. And one thing I notice automatically is the amount of underclassmen on the first and second team. There's only 2 seniors out of the 12 ladies listed, only 2 seniors, so there's going to be a lot of talent coming back in the GMC next fall. Madison Peters, she made the honorable mention team from Antwerp, as well as Amelia Graham, the junior. Rylan Beecher from Ayersville, she's a senior. Brooklyn Michael, also from Ayersville. Michaela Sierra from Ayersville. Ava Swank from Edgerton. Libby Vogelsong from Fairview, she's a sophomore. Kenna Kaufman from Fairview, she's a junior. Elise Baldwin, the senior from Hicksville. Tori Schlatter, the sophomore from Paulding. Marley Parrott, the senior from Paulding. Paige Sebring, the senior from Tenora. Caroline Winans, the junior from Wayne Trace. Tori Sin, the junior from Wayne Trace. And Kenzie Nagel, the senior from Tenora. And Avery Morris, also the senior from Tenora. So once again, congratulations to the Player of the Year, Paige Gamby from Tenora High School. But you see a lot of Paulding County names on the first, second, and honorable mention teams in the Green Meadows Conference. And again, so many underclassmen. We're going to have so much talented volleyball coming through the ranks here in Paulding County in the next few years. And while we're here and we're talking about all-conference teams, we need to talk a little bit of cross-country. The GMC Cross-Country Championships for the boys, the champions this year, Tenora High School, Paulding, they come in second, Hicksville in third, Fairview in fourth, Wayne Trace in fifth, Ayersville in sixth, Antwerp in seventh, Edgerton in eighth. That was for the boys. For the girls, Fairview, Tenora, Antwerp, Paulding, Hicksville, Wayne Trace, Ayersville, and Edgerton. So once again, congratulations to Tenora, congratulations to Fairview, and here is a look at the GMC All-Conference teams for cross-country. The boys champion this year, Paul Westrick from Tenora High School. The girls champion, Autumn Becker from Fairview High School. But the first team will start with the boys. It looked like this. Dylan Shook from Ayersville, Nolan Rittenhouse from Tenora, Cameron Johnson from Antwerp, Max Degger from Paulding, Alex Ross from Hicksville, Logan Coy from Tenora, and Paul Westrick also from Tenora. For the girls on the first team, Autumn Becker from Fairview, Cheyenne Myers from Tenora, India Oakley from Tenora, Cheyenne Zedike from Fairview, Kayla Mavis from Fairview, Ella Homeyer from Tenora, and Reese Durbin from Antwerp. The second team, it's Achilles Mead from Paulding, Aiden Casterline from Fairview, Alex Franklin from Hicksville, Brody Tribble from Hicksville, Wesley Maxwell from Tenora, then Landon Grinnell and Cully Thompson, each from the Paulding Panthers. For the girls on the second team, Abby Elkins from Paulding, Lily Rabe from Fairview, Kyler Four from Paulding, Jenna Kipfer from Wayne Trace, Summer Heiler from Fairview, Gabrielle Snyder from Antwerp, and Kaylee Sproul from Ayersville. The honorable mention category will start with the guys, 3 Tenora Rams, Logan Ballridge, Jared Neff, and Gavin Rittenhouse, Eli Treese, then from Wayne Trace, Barrett Grant from Fairview, Noah Campbell from Hicksville, and Jack Schweller from Paulding. For the ladies, Casey Hedge from Hicksville, Leah Doster from Antwerp, Jennifer Cremar from Hicksville, Emily Laker from Antwerp, Raylan Zuber from Antwerp, Aaliyah Clem from Antwerp, and Grace Trevino from Ayersville. So there's a look at your GMC cross-country final standings for the 2024 season. Congrats to all the runners who made first team, second team, and honorable mention categories. And then the boys champion, of course, Paul Westrick from Tenora, and the girls champion, Autumn Becker from Fairview. Well, we packed away some volleyball, we packed away some cross country. It's time to get to some football, but first, we have to get to a break. This is My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports continues here back talking some football. We just wrapped up our volleyball tournament talk, and we need to talk about the Friday night slate of games that happened one evening ago. First of all, let's take a look at the scoreboard for football last night. It was Antwerp over Ayersville, 33-28, picking up their first conference victory. Edgerton, 27, Hicksville, 20, Fairview, 34, Wayne Trace, 20, Tenora, 21, Paulding, 18. In the matchup of the night, the Rams getting the best of the Panthers by 3. And again, Fairview beating Wayne Trace by 14, 34-20, your final in that one. So let's quickly take a look and dive into the numbers from the Wayne Trace Raiders game. Fairview, really good team, 7-2 overall after the win against Wayne Trace, 5-1 in the GMC. William Zedike, he started the game with a 35-yard pass to Logan Olinger. Overall, it was Fairview rushing for 143 yards on 36 attempts, completing 21 of 35 passes for 348 passing yards. And once again, William Zedike, big-time game through the air. He threw for 348 on 21 of 35 for Wayne Trace. Cole Moore had 14 for 28 for 208 yards, leading the way receiving for each team. Gavin Meade, 7 for 79, then Logan Olinger, 6 for 153 to lead all receivers. Amos Sin, 5 for 61, Clay Stoller, 4 for 75, and Tyler Head, 3 for 43. Once again, 34-20, your final. And really, the damage was done in the third quarter. 7 in the first, 6 in the second, 14 in the third, and then 7 in the fourth for the Fairview Apaches, outscoring Wayne Trace by 14. 34-20, your final in this one. After last night, the standings, they look like this. Tenora, the only team left undefeated in the Green Meadows Conference, 6-0 in the league, 6-3 overall. Fairview, 5-1, 7-2. They pick up a big win last night. Edgerton, 4-2, 6-3. Paulding, they dropped a 3-3 and 6-3 overall. Wayne Trace, 3-3 in the conference, 3-6 overall. Hicksville, Antwerp, and Ayersville, all with 1 win and 5 losses, 2-7 overall for the Aces. For the Archers, 3-6, and Ayersville at 1-8. And here to help me talk some GMC football and some Northwest Ohio football in general is my colleague, Mike Robinson. And Mike, I was telling you earlier, I don't usually reach outside of the county. So first of all, welcome to Paulding County. Welcome to My Sports. I'm so happy to have you. I know, and I told these guys too, every single week where I call a game out in Paulding County, I come back and I'm like, Mike, here's this guy from a smaller school you need to watch out for. So thank you for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm grateful to be here with you guys, Paulding County. And shout out to Paulding County. You know, I know a few things about it. One thing I do know is there is some great football out here and a great tradition and history.
All right, Mike. So let's start by talking Northwest Ohio football in general. I introduced you earlier on this show by saying there's really no better person to have come on who knows more about football in Northwest Ohio. Number one, let's start a little bit about you. Of course, you run your own business. You do some scouting. You write a lot as well. Yep. Tell the listeners what you're about.
Well, you know, I'm from Northeast Ohio, Shaker Heights, Ohio, if you know where that's at. We have some really good sports teams out there, especially hockey. But coming here in Northwest Ohio, just kind of getting very familiar with the football here. One thing I noticed is it's a lot of small towns and a lot of small teams that kind of don't get noticed. They kind of get skipped over, but it's so much good football in this area. And I'm grateful for kind of to be around it. And one thing that helps is being one of the lead scouts for Prep Red Zone and being able to scout talent throughout the state. And the best thing about working with Prep Red Zone is, you know, they don't care about if a kid's going Division III, Division II, NAIA, FCS, or FBS. You know what? It's about finding talent and identifying them and putting them out there in the spotlight And conferences like this is where you find a lot of good talent that ends up playing at the next level. And they don't get talked about a lot. So it's an awesome thing that you guys are here on this podcast.
So, Mike, you've been around doing the scouting thing a long time, but you've trained a ton of guys coming up through really the youth ranks. And when we talk a lot about football in Paulding County, we talk about culture. And a lot of, for the smaller schools, their culture starts with those younger ranks, getting some of those guys really up to speed. And then when they become varsity players, they're ready to hit the ground running. So what are some of the key traits that you like to see instilled at a football player in a young age?
You know, starting my group, Fourth and Goal, back in 2010, we've worked with over 60,000 student athletes throughout the across the state of Ohio and across the region. And one thing that stays consistent is effort. And at a young age, you know, when you can find a young guy who wants to put the effort in, who wants to wake up in the morning and put those extra hours in, do the push-ups before school, do the sit-ups, you know, after practice, you know, run some extra sprints. You know, that's when you kind of start to see, okay, this kid, he has it in him that he wants to be great. And it also starts with the parents too. You know, your parents have to be willing to invest in you. They have to be willing to sacrifice a little bit of their time to be able to put you in a position to be great. And that's what you see happen with a lot of really, really good football players or good athletes in general. Their parents make that sacrifice for them to be able to see it. So, you know, you can't expect a sixth grader to want to work out and want to train. You know, that's just not realistic. But when you have a parent that says, hey, we're going to wake up every day starting in fifth grade, and we're going to do push-ups, we're going to do sit-ups, we're going to do our jumping jacks. If that kid does that long enough, he's going to wake up every day and want to do it himself, you know. So I think it starts at home with the parents and creating that discipline. And from that point on, you know, it makes them kids a gem to the coach, because now when they get into the program, they understand what hard work and discipline means.
You talk about hard work, you talk about discipline, and quick disclaimer to our listeners, me and Mike do work together at the University of Toledo. He is our sideline reporter, but the reason I do bring that up, Mike, is because you've seen some of those kids, whether it's from a small town, a smaller division in high school, or the Central Catholics, the Whitmer, the bigger schools, those traits that you just mentioned are carrying guys to the Division I level, and we see that weekly in and out with the Toledo Rockets.
You know, absolutely. You know, with the Rockets, they get so many good football players, and they get them from small schools as well, you know, and that's where, you know, I don't want, you know, kids who play for, a town that's might be smaller, a Division VII, Division VI school, you know, to be discouraged. You know, if you're good enough and your tape shows it, those college coaches are going to come after you, and they're going to look for you. And they're going to recruit you as well. You know, we've seen so many good players. For example, you know, I've hosted a camp down in Ironton, Ohio, which is southeast right there in the tri-state area, where, you know, not many people will travel to. And down there, it's a great football culture. You know, they got really good football players. They got a kid that may be up for Mr. Football, but it's a smaller division school. But those kids put in the work. So, and you know, what I look at is when you got smaller schools, you know, I don't want those kids to ever think that people aren't watching. All you got to do is make sure you have that Twitter account, have your huddle set up, and just share the film, because coaches catch fire to players who are playing well and teams that are excelling too.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's one thing I really wanted to talk to you about was the was the push for some of these kids on social media. It's huge now, Mike. Even you didn't have that opportunity when you were in high school, and I sure as heck didn't either 15 years ago. But the push on social media now is huge, and also keeping your social media very, very clean. You want to have the good stuff on it. You want it to promote yourself. But again, this can go both ways, and it's something that everybody has to learn at a young age.
Yeah, you know, and I think social media training is important for kids, you know, to understand that you know, they grew up with social media. We didn't necessarily grow up in a social media era. It was there, you know, probably by the time we were high school and college, it started picking up. But, you know, now these kids are in elementary school with TikTok, and then they got all these different things that's kind of swaying the way of their future. Just kind of like NIL, you know, where now kids can make millions of dollars coming out of high school playing the same sport that we played 15 years ago. But looking at it, you know, keeping your social media clean is very important, and also having it and being active on it is too, if you want to play at the next level or you want to get recruited. So, I, in my opinion, I always say the social media you want to have, especially if you want to get recruited, is Twitter. And you want to make sure you use your real name. You want to put your grade in the bio. You want to make sure you put your GPA, put your school. put any accolade. So when a college coach want to find you, find your film, put your link to your huddle in there as well. And then that way, when they find you, it's not hard for them to do the research on you. It's just about confirming it with their eyes when they see your film, or confirming the grades and everything else when they talk to your coach, because 100% they're going to talk to your coach. So in my opinion, social media is huge. It's the biggest thing in recruiting at this point. And almost every single college coach has a Twitter account. So I think every player who prospects to be in college and play football should have one too.
Well, let's dive into the GMC. Mike, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because you've seen a ton of high school football in a ton of different conferences, from Cleveland to Toledo in Northwest Ohio to Nora. They're 6-0, still undefeated after a big win last night, 3-point victory against Paulding, 6-3 overall. Fairview 5-1, 7-2. Edgerton 4-2, 6-3. Paulding 3-3 in the conference, 6-3 overall. Wayne Trace 3-3, 3-6. Hicksville 1-5. Antwerp 1-5, Ayersville 1-5, 2-7, 3-6, 1-8. But Mike, each and every year, the Green Meadows Conference, like a lot in Northwest Ohio, there are some teams that really start to separate themselves. But the middle of the pack in this conference is something that has intrigued me every single season, because Tenora, yes, they're there at 6-0 and just knocked off Paulding, but there's still anybody's conference to be had at the moment.
Yeah, and that's what conference play is about. You know, now heading into week 10, you kind of know who's who. And that's what it's, you know, and when you realize, you know, you have an opportunity to knock somebody off, you know, and you look at Tenora, you know, they're obviously dominating, you know, the win over Wayne Trace. What a crazy game. They're 3-0. I mean, overtime, that was a big victory right there. But having Edgerton at home is going to be a huge game for them. Edgerton, you know, they have a really good opportunity right there in front of them as Sonora looks to go ahead and try to dominate. But they do have some loopholes there. Obviously, early in the season, they got exposed to Liberty Center, Otsego, and Archibald. And then they've come back and been on a nice win streak and show that they have the dominance and some resolve. But for the teams in the middle of the pack, you know, it's anybody's game, especially here in Week 10, where guys have gotten better, where the younger players who haven't had that experience earlier in the season, they've now feel seasoned and they've now got that confidence. And with the 16 teams making it to the playoffs, a lot of teams have an opportunity to play in Week 11 and to benefit from what's happening here late in the season.
And now, Mike, last season, it's just funny, looking at these standings, it was Antwerp and Ayersville who were at the top of the standings last year. And, of course, a ton of teams hit by graduation, Antwerp, yeah, Ayersville being two of those. But that Tenora-Edgerton matchup is going to be a lot of fun. We saw Edgerton take down Paulding earlier this season. But, Mike, I want to leave this a little bit open-ended towards you. Again, you see a lot of football, a lot of players. You've coached a ton. Who are a few of the guys that stick out in the GMC?
Well, one guy is Woods. I mean, Woods is a guy that, you know, he pops out on film. He's a kid that I follow on Twitter, and watching him, you know, over the years, you know, he's just been a dominant force. And in my opinion, you know, he's probably the most dominant player in his league, potentially player of the year. And the way he gets after it, his tenacity, you know, his physicality, I think he's an old-school type of football player that a lot of teams wish they had, a kid that can come downhill, make a lot of plays in the backfield. But also he's a special kid because he's a leader too. And those qualities also show up on the film.
Well, Mike, hey, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really do appreciate it. And again, I told the listeners that really there's no better person that I could think to have on to talk high school football besides you. I'm so glad we were able to actually make this happen. And again, you've covered a lot. You've coached a lot. It's really good insight. And again, where can these listeners follow you at?
Hey, you know, you guys can catch me on Twitter at Coach Mike Robb, Coach_Mike Robb, or you can follow me at Mogul Mike. .com, and that will get you to all my links to the socials, Instagram, LinkedIn, and things like that. Prep Red Zone. So if you're not subscribed to Prep Red Zone, and you would like to get get covered, send me a DM, send me a message. I'll watch your film. That's what I do for a living. I watch film all day, every day. So just send me your film. I'll check it out, and I'll give you guys a review. So MogulMike.com is a way to find me, and good luck to everybody here as the season ends and playoffs begin.
Mike, I appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Mike Robinson of Fourth and Goal Athletics, as well as Prep Red Zone. We're talking the My Sports slate of games. Again, the season wrapping up on the gridiron. We're going to do that next, but right now it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. This is My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Sports teams and programs throughout Paulding County develop great traits and skills for the future workforce of our county. In addition, the travel to ball fields, gyms, and parks throughout the county enhance the economy of all these areas. The Paulding County Economic Development Office supports all county sports-related leagues and events and the positive impact it has on the Paulding County economy overall.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports like we do each and every week, and that is with our My Sports slate of games. And of course, we also need to hand out some thank yous. And you know what? We'll start with the thank yous first because I think those are maybe a little bit more important, but number one, first thank you today goes out to our guest, Mike Robinson, again, of Fourth and Goal Athletics and Prep Red Zone. Mike, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. Hop on with me this morning and talk some Paulding County Athletics and talk some high school football. I know we don't get to do that a ton, so that was a lot of fun. Number two, we need to thank our sponsors because without them, we would not be here doing this, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for your sponsorship and your commitment to the high school athletes in Paulding County and allowing me to tell those stories. Well, after our thank yous, of course, we need to talk about our My Sports slate of games. Again, not too many as we wrap up the fall season, not too many live games coming up on mysports.live, frankly, because volleyball, well, we talked about it, they're in tournament time, and football playoffs right on the horizon. Can you believe it? But coming up Friday, October 25th, it's Jason Landers and Doug Billman. They will have the Paulding Antwerp football game for you, and then myself and Ben Winans will have the Wayne Trace and Ayersville game coming up for you again next Friday, both of those happening October 25th. And again, you missed any of the games from this past season, they're all archived on the mysports.live website for on-demand access, just like these episodes, which are also archived on the my1027.org website. Little bit of a difference there, but go on, check out some great guests from here and some great games from mysports.live. Well, Paulding County, that will do it for me today. Whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour. Thank you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. We're talking about athletics next Saturday at 9 a.m. We'll talk to you then. And until then,
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.